This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
From one celebrity, if I could turn back time, I could edit that out and it could be classy. But from one celebrity impersonation to another.
Seamless.
Please give it up for our fabulous guest, the wonderful Stephen Valeri. You get the fanfare.
Thank you.
No average applause for you. You get it all. Now, you've been kicking off your Fringe Festival, haven't you?
Yes, we started on Monday night.
Ooh. But it's not just any kind of show. I mean, as with you, you always give your own little spin, don't you? You always do it. Last time it was very Divalicious having you here in the studio. We had an absolute blast. But this time you're getting back to your Aussie roots.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to, it's a tribute show without being your typical tribute show. So we're celebrating his music, but it's all sort of interspersed with my story.
Well, we haven't let everyone know.
Oh,
who.
I know.
I can't believe you've just dived straight in and we're like, we haven't actually said, because it's a bit of Farnsy.
Bit of Farnsy.
You get your John Farnham on.
That's
which
it.
Actually, from a musical perspective, I think is friggin' awesome. There's so much awesome tunes. And I mean, he's had a few farewell tours as well, hasn't he? So that's going
which,
on.
Which begs the question, is this Cher's farewell tour or will she just keep on performing for the next 100 years?
I mean, isn't that, I'm pretty sure she will do that, just like Farnsy will do that. I mean, you're not ready to give up yet either.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, John's doing a show in December and he claims that he never actually retired.
I'm sure I read
it's
something
just that
somewhere.
The album was called The Last Time.
That's quite smart when you think about it. So you've been doing a lot of Farnsy research to see how your lives are similar in this one?
Yeah.
So you were a cleaning lady also?
Not quite, but there are quite a few striking similarities. And Caleb and I were just chatting before outside that we're finding, as people are coming to see the show, they're all sort of sharing, oh, I've got this in common with Farnsy, or, my grandma lives next door to him, or there's all sorts of things.
He went to my high school.
Yeah.
Really?
That's how I found out last night.
At the same time?
So you found out last night. You didn't know before. You think the high school would be touting that like crazy. Yeah. Like, John Farnham went here, please send your children here. You're an amazing musician, so you're halfway there, living on a prayer. Wrong band still. So you opened as a part of the Fringe Festival last night at the Butterfly Club. We love the Butterfly Club, and I heard that there was a special Farnsy supporter in the audience last night.
Yeah, well, supporter, quite literally.
Well, more than a supporter.
She spent 30
literal.
Years supporting him. Lisa Edwards, who is John Farnham's one of John Farnham's iconic backing singers.
That just blows my mind to think you were just doing that show and she's sitting there at the Butterfly. Did she sing along?
She did, yes. She was a very enthusiastic audience member.
Was she doing the harmonies only?
Well, the funniest part of it all is that Caleb, who's here today, plays Lindsay Field, the other iconic John Farnham backing singer, and Kellyanne.
Is he in a wig?
He is in a wig.
Oh, brilliant.
And Kellyanne, who's on keyboard and backing vocals, plays Lisa Edwards. So when she walked out on stage in her black lace dress and long black wig, Lisa's guest turned to her and said, I think that might be you.
Oh my God! That's hilarious.
By any chance?
Unfortunately not. And she did compliment Kak on her dress though and her wig, saying she had better hair than her. She was hilarious.
I mean, we've grown up for years all hearing the hits of John Farnham, his band, his posse. It was a part of my growing up. Do you have a favourite that you've been going through with the tunes?
It changes.
It's hard, isn't it?
It does. I mean, in the show, I mentioned that Age of Reason is probably, if I had to choose
really?
One. Yeah.
Why?
Oh, I just think lyrically and musically, it's just such a perfect combination.
For me, it's Two Strong Hearts.
Yeah, right.
It's like when Human Nature got poppy. Yeah. And I was like, oh, look at them giving it a go.
Oh, you mean That's Every my... Time You Cry? Or
No.
Because Human Nature and John Farnham did Every Time
No,
You Cry.
But I mean, like, it's the same kind of thing when Human Nature tried to do a pop album and it didn't quite work, but it was still quite fun. John Farnham still worked, but when he suddenly had Two Strong Hearts, you were like, oh my God, he's not just a ballad person. Like, he's totally upbeat.
Absolutely.
What about you, Ash? Got a fave?
I mean, You're the Voice has got to be pretty much everyone's favourite, I think. It's almost a national anthem.
Oh, it's overrated. No, I'm joking.
And when the bagpipes start and you're just like, oh, I'm not even Scottish, but it still just melts.
Were you trying to figure out a creative way to put a spin on the songs for the show, or are you just belting through them?
Speaking of You're the Voice, there is a very creative interpretation of the bagpipe trio. You'll have to come and see it.
Is there some river dancing? In my mind, there's river dancing. I don't know.
No river dancing, but there's a very budget alternative, let's call
it. Is it a kazoo?
It's not.
Oh. I mean, I don't think he's going to tell us. I think we can keep on trying, but I don't think we're going to get the answer. But it must have been awesome just going through all his music and figuring out how you can. I mean, it's Butterfly Club and you're only doing a one-hour show, so you had to narrow everything down.
That's
eh?
It. And we've squeezed 17 songs into the hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we've been very creative with medleys and cuts, but that was the aim, just to squeeze as many Farnsy bangers as we could.
Were there any that you like, you wish you could have, but you just don't have it?
There's a whole list that we had a reserve list going for a while.
The trick is when you bring the show, because obviously the show's not going to, you know, you still should be seeing it as a part of the Fringe Festival, but it's going to keep on going. But the trick then is to have just a medley for the end where you just punch in every other one and squeeze it all in. 20 minute, you know, encore. Mm. Oh, it'll you want another
like,
one?
It'll be like when someone does the Grease Megamix.
Yeah.
At every wedding.
Yeah.
Well, I hear that you're going to be giving us a bit of a tune today.
Yeah, we are.
Well, shall we? You gave me a whole list of Farnsy songs to choose from, and it took me 3 days before I gave you an answer because that was hard. Could you not have narrowed the field slightly?
Well, they're all bangers, like I said. They're all incredible.
Well, why don't we have one right here, right now? You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy, and this is some Farnsy realness.
In motion and watch them turn around. I want to sail across the ocean. I've grown weary of this town. Take the pressure down, 'cause I can feel it, it's rising like a storm. Take all the wheels and turn them around. Take the pressure down. In a city full of danger, we lead our separate lives. And I was frightened by a stranger with desperation in her eyes. Someone turned the pressure up. I called your name and you were gone. And I was trapped like a prisoner in this lonely town. I'm gonna let things slide until the pressure comes down. All the winner tells his story. The hides in shame. The winner steals the glory while the loser takes the pain. Take the pressure down, 'cause I can feel it, it's rising like the storm. Take all the wheels and turn them around. Take the pressure down and take the pressure down. Turn them around, take the pressure down, take the pressure down.
Oh, oh my God. Okay, that was absolutely brilliant. Oh, man. How do you not have everyone just singing with you along in the show?
I do.
Is that the easiest?
Absolutely
it
do.
Was all taking my all my self-control.
It is... highly encouraged.
Oh, absolutely. That way you just don't have to work as hard, really.
Oh, trust me, I'm still working pretty hard.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, with Fonzie as well, it's like he's going into that high register and he's belting out. So you must be pretty wrecked at the end of the show.
I absolutely am. I have not spoken a lot today before coming in here.
I mean, you've only just had... You opened last night.
Monday night.
You opened Monday night. Shows, so you've had two shows. You've still got more to go.
Yeah.
You've got to keep it rocking. But that was awesome.
Thank you.
You must be having such a ball.
It's so much fun. We're having such a great time with Caleb and Kellyanne, and it's really great.
So what were some of the similarities between Fonzie's life and your life that you feel are the same? Is it the hair, the mullet?
We did both don a mullet at one point in time.
But with Italian hair, it doesn't quite work the same way, does it?
No, mine was ringlet curls and thick black hair as a four and five-year-old.
When you're 4 or 5, though, you can blame your parents.
Well, I was furious with them when they forced me to cut it off.
Outrageous.
Yeah. There's a few others, you know, like we've shared... Our theatrical sort of outings have been quite similar.
You were Jesus? Were you Jesus in Jesus Christ?
No,
you were hung on a cross?
Not quite. I tell the story about our similarity with Jesus Christ Superstar. I can't remember them now. Oh, both European immigrant parents.
There's tons.
There's
and
few.
Then there's all the music as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, if you want to hear all the rest of them, you want to know all the rest of it and hear all the rest of the tunes, because that was such a brilliant rendition. Oh, it was just great. Then you've got to go and see the show. It's happening at the Butterfly Club. It started on Monday night. It's happening this week. You can get tickets. Is it sold out tonight yet?
Not tonight, no. The weekend is filling up nicely, though.
So, but you've got the trick. Do not wait. I hate when people do this during Fringe Festival. And they go, I'll just pick on the night. As a performer, it drives me insane. But and then I've thought about it and went, wait, I haven't got my tickets for things either. But it drives me nuts that people wait. So jump onto the Butterfly Club website, or the Melbourne Fringe website,
MelbourneFringe.com.au.
And grab your tickets and go and see The Age of Stephen. I love a play on words. It's happening till Saturday night?
Sunday.
Yeah. My brain is dying. That's what's going on. It's on for the rest of the week, finishing on Sunday at 8:30, happening at the Butterfly Club. Get there. Go and see it. Get your Fonzie on. Go to the $2 shop. Get yourself a mullet as well. And sing along, quite frankly. You're going to have to do a sing-along number also.
Hey. Get the double denim out as well.
Oh, trust me, there's plenty of it in the show already.
So shoes.
Everyone, go nuts. Heaven. Give me your best Fonzie.
It sounds absolutely... All right, well, I reckon everyone's just going to go down there and rock it out. Thank you so much for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And for singing. It's absolutely awesome. Chookers for the show tonight. If that's just one of the numbers, that was brilliant. The rest are going to be absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesday, and we're handling your hump day in style with Dean and Ash.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.